8th of February in the afternoon, with Jonathan, Nina, Robert, Sarah, Shaken, Annika, Knowing and Rachida.
We're so forgetful of the need just to understand the present moment. I feel as if we could only remember that, we wouldn't even have a lot of the questions we have now.
By conditions.
By conditions. Yeah. Is this kind of being forgetful, this is not anything to do with sanya, is it?
Sanya arises with each moment.
Right.
What is good sanya and bad sanya?
All gone. Yes, sanya of visible objects, sanya of sound, sanya of concept.
But is this a function of sati or lack of sati?
When kusala citta arises, there is sati with it.
I mean, it's sati that we need to develop, not sanya, in that sense, right?
Understand.
Understand.
Reality is as sati arises and is aware.
So we need detachment or reminder.
Yeah.
So what to do to have more sati, or we need to be reminded, even that is a shloba maybe.
Right. But the person who is Pumi Pokriticcha and Satipatthana, the one for whom the development of Satipatthana has become a habit, that is just by virtue of the development of many, many moments of Satipatthana.
But that would be the Satipatthana, wouldn't it? Do it become a habit?
It depends on how much one can become detached from taking reality for self, any reality. It doesn't mind about time and amount, but it's that very moment of experiencing an object where the right understanding can perform the function of being detached from clinging and wrong view.
But generally, is being aware of more and more moments an indication of more understanding in general?
Understanding that whether there is attachment to what degree of that object. For example, right now, the degree of detachment has to come by having more understanding. Otherwise, it's just ordinary. This very object is the same, and one might realize the attachment and ignorance of the object right now at all when there is no awareness. It is the same without awareness, without right understanding, until when awareness arises, it's just very slightly moment of understanding reality right now as it is.
I like that, because the very slight moment of understanding mm-hmm. is as good as a moment of very clear understanding, as long as one understands or knows the difference between moments. With
it's different from just thinking.
Different from just
or thinking. Having no awareness, or still no understanding.
It's a moment of being on the path, in
mm-hmm.
fact.
Yeah.
Before we were talking about anatta sanya and anicca sanya and nitya sanya and atta sanya, during a day, normally there would be a lot of nitya sanya, a lot of atta sanya.
Mm-hmm.
When is there anatta sanya? When is there anicca? Anicca sanya and anatta sanya is not just thinking about anatta and not
mm-hmm.
just thinking about
impermanence. So when vipassana jnana arises.
What about when satipatthana, before vipassana
begin to develop?
Beginning of anatta sanya.
Beginning of understanding it as a characteristic.
So is understanding as characteristic the same as understanding it as anatta?
The more there is understanding of a characteristic as it is, it's not self. That characteristic, its nature, is not self.
It shows the difference between micca ditti, because someone who's heard a lot of Dharma might not have micca ditti so much during the day, but they will still, because of latent tendencies, still have atta sanya.
I think that because of not understanding how to develop detachment, because they just want to have it so much.
So, do they have micca ditti?
When they have micca ditti, that is attachment, wanting the result so much. no understanding of detachment at all. Just how and how and how all the time.
So when there's right understanding, there's no question of how.
Impossible. No way, no other way. And understanding the meaning of patience better and better. Patience to develop even very slight understanding of natural reality.
Talking about these moments of weak understanding of Satipatthana, do you think it's possible there are moments of Satipatthana even as we sit here and chat, but one is not aware of them?
So what is moment of Satipatthana then?
Knowing a characteristic.
Being aware of a reality, a characteristic of a reality. Because now, theoretically, one knows or understands that a characteristic appears at different doorway,
yes.
Like visible object. Now it is real, it's a reality, it is appearing. This is theoretical understanding. But it's not the moment of understanding the characteristic which is now appearing, see? Thinking about its characteristic is it can appear to seeing consciousness. See, that is thinking. But now it's appearing. And the moment that understand reality, the characteristic of visible object begins, that is not just listen and think about the story of seeing and visible object. Because now it's in front here to be understood of its characteristic as it is.
So when you refer to understanding the difference between moments of sati and not sati, you're referring to moments of satipatthana. But then at the moment of right intellectual understanding, there is a level of sati and there is
not
a difference.
At level of satipatthana.
Right, yes, but there is sati also at that time. So there can be a distinction between that level of sati and also no sati.
When it's not satipatthana, who can tell the demarcation of the akusala citta and kusala citta from seeing, hearing, considering? That's why without the understanding of the characteristic of the sammasati of the satipatthana, it's impossible for satipatthana to develop. Because there is always I am developing instead of sati itself develops from one moment to another moment, little by little.
So would that be by force of lopa or wrong view?
Both. Without ignorance, there cannot be lopa.
No, talking vichatiti.
Vichatiti must have ignorance and lopa.
It's a bad accumulation and it's very hard to change it. To all the self who wants to develop it.
So
much accumulated.
So hard.
Yeah.
Harder than anything
a bad
else.
A habit that we have to unlearn.
The world, or many worlds, or what worlds.
Yeah.
Because it's against the current. Mm-hmm.
So the unlearning has to be just minute, second fraction by minute fraction. Because it will be very weak moments of satipatthana.
What was your question?
So we are so used to I develop.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we don't notice it, it still is that way. Mm-hmm. And we have to unlearn it, which mm-hmm. is very hard.
And what knows? Panya knows. So one can see the difference between the understanding and the misunderstanding. No matter what we try to analyze or know about the definition of Panya, it's not the moment when Panya understands that lopa is there, ignorance is there. See?
We know that in theory, but not right at the moment.
That's why only the development of awareness of the patana that can bring more understanding of realities.
Mm-hmm. Nina mentioned that in one of your old lectures on Satipatthana, you used something from the Melinda Panya about memory and sati, and to quote, one may remember with sati dukkha and sukha in the past. Well, if one remembers sukha and dukkha in the past, that doesn't seem to be sati of Satipatthana. Do you have any comment on that?
Thinking, can it be object of understanding?
The thinking itself can be, mm-hmm. right. So this is what it's referring to, awareness of the thinking about mm-hmm.
Jittanupassana Satipatthana includes all types of jitta.
Yeah, including thinking about any object, even dukkha and sukha in the past. Right? And then sati, when one remembers sukha and dukkha, so it means sati of the thinking when one remembers about sukha and dukkha. So often we attach so much importance to the object of thinking, but it's just awareness of the thinking itself.
So it's very helpful to know that all these objects can be objects of sati.
Otherwise, one may be so afraid to be aware of...
of thinking, yeah.
Yeah. Of any reality which is conditioned to appear.
Yes, I like that, especially the counting and numbers and looking up text.
Well, this refers to Robert's question or comment about if he's sitting in a long meeting where people are just talking in Japanese and one's just attending to it, it seems like there's not much wholesomeness. Mm-hmm. Is this the point? And I was saying, oh, sati any time, but he was saying, oh, if he's not reading some Dhamma at the same time, it seems there's no sati at the time.
It's good to know that there is still akusala citta.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you might think that you have lots of kusala inside.
Mm. It can certainly be a sati at that time. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're really, really focused on what the meeting's saying, then there's a kusala. Yeah.
But, so...
so, no.
So, uncontrollable. It's just it can be object of understanding.
Sure, sure.
And when there's no understanding, it's gone completely. No matter you try very hard to know it, one thing it to arise again to be object of understanding, it's impossible.
And saying that it can't is in fact an obstacle for arising.
So whenever there is more and more awareness, the object is akusala. Because there is akusala in the day, lot of akusala. So it's right to see akusala.
If it's not natural and normal to have so much akusala, how can you just make kusala arise?
Then one enjoys having kusala because one doesn't like akusala, see?
But it wouldn't even be kusala. It would be their idea of kusala.
So no understanding of conditioned realities. It seems like they'd like to have less attachment to self, but they are adding more and more.
Can I ask a general question about dependent origination, please? What is, would you say, is the purpose of the teaching on dependent origination?
In order to see that all conditioned reality arising and falling away by conditions.
Right. But it's different from the teaching on paccaya.
I mean, the same.
The same.
More details.
More details. Only certain paccaya are selected, or certain dhammas and their paccaya are selected in the teaching
the
main ones.
Yeah, the main ones.
Related to the continuation in the round of samsara.
Yeah, I thought that was especially stressed to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death, or the conditions which keep us in it. Is it right?
And everything is included.
Yeah.
Because when we talk about avicca, just avicca, it includes all. Akusala, conditioned by avicca.
Aside from the fact that it explains samsara, the cycle of birth and death, is there any other purpose for thinking over it?
Anatta. The more one hear, the more one have confidence in the conditioned realities as not so.
Can one say dependent origination includes all conditioned dharmas?
In details like paccaya. Because it's not just only avicca conditioned sankhara, but by what paccaya?
Right. Are magga and pala cittas included in dependent origination? Can one say
they're... cycle of birth and death?
Can one say they're conditioned by avicca?
No.
And someone wrote that actually it is the bodhisattva's dependent origination because it arose just before the attainment of the sabbanyata jnana. Do you have any comment?
As long as there are kusala citta, which is not completely eradicated. I think that if we try very much to memorize or to try to think over and over about conditions and paccaya, it cannot be as clear as when there is awareness. Because you see that we all know that everything is Dhamma, not self. But it does not appear as Dhamma yet. So how can there be the understanding of Paccaya, or Khanda, or Ayatana, or Tattu? Like seeing so amazing. And Chakku, Prasata is also amazing. Everything is so amazing. But that is not as amazing as when Paccaya knows directly.
So are you saying that before there can be any understanding about Paccaya, you understand Dhatu?
I think we read about many things, but what about one's own experience, direct experience of reality? Yeah. Otherwise, what we read and think about is just only... For example, if there is no development of understanding visible object as visible object at all, whenever there is the hearing about visible object, no conditions to understand visible object.
It seems that particularly in this kind of situation, it conducive to useful reflection on visible object and so forth, whereas in a normal day, very little suitable conditions for visible object to be useful.
That's why the question is, how can there be awareness of visible object? But by hearing and considering and understanding right now, will condition understanding of visible object.
So what it comes down to is very weak accumulations.
As that long as there is no understanding of visible object as it is.
Why did the Buddha recommend sometimes for the monks to go into solitude and bodily seclusion?
Should he recommend monks to go to a house?
Go to a party?
Yeah.
Probably not. I would like to second guess the Buddha, but for some reason he advised seclusion for some monks.
With understanding or without understanding? Right. For example, there can be... This place can be very secluded place when there is no one here, when there's right understanding with awareness of a reality.
You mean even though there's people here, if there's no self?
That's the meaning of being alone.
That's the deepest meaning, but also as a supporting condition, it seems bodily seclusion in certain cases was advised.
Because you see that why do we live together with others? Because of akusala.
Yes, that's true.
And the monks have intention to eradicate all defilements to live alone at the end.
Maybe in such a case it would be good to associate more.
Before living alone, even there is many people, when kusala arises, it's different from attachment. For example, usually we have attachment to our friends or nephews or people in the house, but when there is metta, it's quite different. It begins to be alone, not cling as before, because attachment clings, but metta does not cling. See? So the development of all kusala brings more and more understanding and detachment.
So it's hard to think of metta as with detachment, because when we think of metta, it seems to be almost very close to attachment, doesn't it?
But it
is not.
So there are ways to begin to become secluded and living alone by developing kusala, because that moment is not done by attachment.
Sannyasa.
Well, what do you think about getting married and so on?
According to accumulation.
Right
understanding is right understanding. Accumulation of lobha and tosa is exactly the same. Like other opposite quality, the kusala can be accumulated, and akusala is always accumulated as well. So people have different ideas. For the Buddhist company, there are upasaka with family and with our family, upasika with family and with our family. Right. They can attain enlightenment.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
According to one's accumulation. Right. No use to urge or to try at all.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Whatever arises and appears is conditioned. Just understanding it, that's all.
But usually we make the decision out of ignorance. To marry
one's
or not.
Accumulation.
Yes.
One's own accumulation. Oh.